The UK Report.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. What's the spending U-turn, Adam?
Yeah, the Chancellor of the Exchequer giving his autumn statement and all the various budget cuts and so forth. And don't you love a politician who will stand up in front of the nation, admit that he got it wrong and apologise? Well, obviously that didn't happen today because George Osborne basically made a mega double U-turn on spending and then made it look like it was kind of what he was planning all along. He was in for a lot of heat, so he's done the smart political thing. He's taken the heat out of it, so he's dropped the hugely controversial tax credit welfare cuts. This was going to wipe a lot of people off their welfare payments.
Amazing.
£8 billion worth of savings. He decided not to cut anything. And the big one as well, given all the anti-terror legislation, he's decided not to cut the police budget when he was planning a 20 to 25% cut in police resources. As he put it, the police protect us and we protect the police. He couldn't have sounded more holy than the House.
Why is no religion religious?
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, the High Court has ruled, essentially, that the new-look school exam on religious studies is skewed too much in favour of religion. It's amazing that this went to the High Court, but it did. The British Humanist Association have won their case. Essentially, there's a GCSE exam for 16-year-olds on religious studies, and they've decided they must now include non-religious worldviews as well as Christianity, Islam, Judaism, etc., etc., etc. I just wonder if, therefore, if you study French, you have to study other languages.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. Good on you,
if
Adam.
If you're doing biology, then creationism. How about that?
Absolutely. Adam, where the hell are we going? You're going off, and I'll see you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.